approaching Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks in the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have any of you been waiting for a present? And here is a wrapped package. And you open it, your fingers trembling with anticipation because you know that this is a gift for which you have been waiting. And so you tear open that package carefully, and you can't even peek at it. You know exactly what it is, and so you open that wrapping paper. You take off the ribbon, you unwrap it. There it is in front of you, and it is not at all what you expected. Not at all what you expected. You were so sure that you knew what this present was going to be, and it's not it. That's what's happening here in our gospel lesson. They know the Messiah that they want. They know the Jesus that they want. And here he is at last. He has been preaching and teaching, starting in this obscure area of this obscure place on the face of the earth. And now he is demonstrating exactly who he says he has always been. He is untying or asking that this colt be untied and so that he can make this triumphant entry into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. Not on the back of a war horse, as though he were some sort of Roman general, but on the back of a donkey, much like Solomon entered Jerusalem. Solomon, the son of David. Jesus is proclaiming himself son of David. And people think that they understand what is meant by that. That he is going to now enter the city. He is now going to fulfill all of their wishes, all of their dreams. He is going to save them from the Romans. And so that is why they shout out, "Hosanna." Hosanna, which means save us. Hosanna, they shout. Save us. Save us from what we think we need salvation from. Save us from the oppressors that are standing in front of us, the ones who have taken control of our land, the ones who have made us virtual slaves. Save us from the Romans. Raise your army. We're ready. We're ready for you to do that. And so he enters in triumph as the people proclaim him Messiah. It is unmistakable what Jesus is saying about himself. All those rumblings about who he is. He is saying, "I am Son of David. I am the long-awaited Messiah." And he enters Jerusalem. And now they're sure that exactly what they've been hoping for is going to happen. And they at last will be free from these latest oppressors, the Romans. Just as in the past they've been freed from the others, from the Babylonians and the Assyrians, and the list goes on and on. And that isn't who Jesus turns out to be. Because in just a few short days, a crowd is going to be shouting something different. Do you remember what they shout? Instead of Hosanna, save us, what do they shout? Crucify him. He's not turning out to be the Messiah that they want. Crucify him. And let free this rebel, this person who might actually raise an army for us. Because he's the wrong Messiah. He's not what we thought we were unwrapping when we proclaimed him as Messiah, when we called out for him to save us. Just like the expectation of a present. When you open it, it is not what you thought it would be. That's what's happening here. He's not the Jesus that they want him to be. He's not the Messiah that they want him to be. He's not giving them the freedom that they want. And it's not until after his death and resurrection that it becomes clear that he is a greater Messiah than they could ever hope for. He gives them freedom from something much more oppressive than what they think they're oppressed by. He frees them from sin. He frees us from sin. And today we wave our palm branches and we cry out, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When we look at our lives, what do we need to be freed from? What is it that oppresses us? When we call out Hosanna, what is it that we want from the Messiah? What is it we need? I believe that I need the same thing that the people of this day needed. That I need to throw everything in the path of Jesus and say, save me. Save me from my sin. Save me from the ways that I have turned away from God. Save me from the ways that I have failed to live out the two great commandments. Save me from the ways that I have not loved you, O God, with my whole heart and soul and strength and being. Save me from the ways that I have not loved my neighbor as myself. Hosanna, save me, O God. Save me, O Christ. Save me, O Anointed One. This is the beginning of Holy Week. And it's easy to just wave palm branches and then come back next Sunday and hear all of those shouts, all of those acclamations, all of those praises, and not go through the hard work of the rest of this week. Usually on this day, we would be reading the Passion. Instead, today, I wanted to focus on Palm Sunday and urge you to join me in the rest of this week. Join me as we celebrate Maundy Thursday, as we hear that new commandment, love one another as Jesus has loved us. Not that loving is new, but loving as Jesus loved is new. And as we hear of the institution of the Lord's Supper, join me if you can for Good Friday as we read the Passion. as we hear what Jesus went through for us. And then we can glory next Sunday in Easter, having walked with Jesus all the way to the cross, to the tomb, so that next Sunday we can walk to the empty tomb. Hosanna. Shout, Hosanna. Save us. Oh God, save us. Amen. Let us join in our hymn of the